quote, "All real growth in the spiritual life, all victory over temptation, all confidence and peace in the presence of difficulties and dangers, all repose of spirit in times of great disappointment or loss, all habitual communication with God depends upon the practice of secret prayer," unquote. Those remarkable words were written by an anonymous Christian gentleman about 60 years ago in England. They appear in the slender volume entitled The Kneeling Christian, a book which had sold over 500,000 copies at last count several years ago. In the Gospel of John, Christ says, "Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be fulfilled." Perhaps no book ever written tells us more clearly how to ask than The Kneeling Christian, available for a $7 offering. For a copy of The Kneeling Christian, write to Scriptures for America, Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, "As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give." And then in Mark, he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hope is alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, brothers.
And what a beautiful day. And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings again from Oklahoma.
And looking forward to a great evening. I know we've got a couple callers lined up. So, Ralph, I'll turn it over to you, and we'll be standing by.
Thank you, sir. I sure appreciate it. And we do welcome everybody to Hope is Alive. The show about testimony. Testimony, what is that testimony? Those who are set free in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you have any questions regarding deliverance, you can go to deliveranceusa.com, or you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard at 307-742-7582. And Pastor, if you don't mind, I'd like to read a scripture.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, Luke 17, verse 11. And while he was on his way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him, and they raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And while they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at the feet, giving thanks to him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Now the reason I read that is we should always give glory to God. And 4 years ago, I met Pastor Cox. 4 years it is today. I met Pastor Cox that weekend, and went to Oklahoma City with John and another brother in Christ, Chris. And when I went, even though I had been a Christian for 10 years, was washed in blood, washed, baptized for remission of sins, I was heavily, heavily demonized. I had all kinds of problems. I was struggling with a 30-year pornography addiction. My marriage was a mess, probably on the verge of being divorced. I had very little mercy and grace in my life, and was constantly seeing demonic spirits in my house at night. And the reason I mention this is 4 years ago, I didn't ever want to be one who does not give back one of the nine that didn't give back and give glory to God. God used Pastor Cox and those at Deliverance Ministries, and the brother in Christ who told me about deliverance, used that all to do it. And, of course, we do cast demons out by our own hand, but it's still by the power of the Holy Spirit, and I give all glory to God. And I just wanted to give thanks to you again, Pastor, because it was a pleasure getting to meet you. It's been a pleasure these last 4 years, and I look forward to many, many more, and I just wanted to give my glory to Jesus tonight as I came up on that anniversary.
Praise God. Well, 4 years, it does go fast, doesn't it? And,
it does.
You know, it's you were just typical of many, Ralph, as you know. They're everywhere around us that have got those kind of problems. I had some of those kind of problems myself until I got delivered and learned about this type of ministry, which was 40 years ago for me now. I've said this so many times, but over and over, I'm so thankful that somebody shared. I could have missed it so easy, but I didn't. Hallelujah. But it just seems like it could have been so easy that someone wouldn't have shared, and I'd just gone the rest of those 40 years like I was. Well, praise God. And then I've had the fun, excitement, fulfillment of being in His service, doing this kind of works of Jesus, and I never would have dreamed I was groomed to be a mortgage banker. Who am I to do all this? Well, God works in mysterious ways, obviously.
Oh, so, he can use a hillbilly like me and an Okie like you. He can use anyone.
Amen. That's it, exactly.
And if anyone's interested in hearing Pastor Cox's testimony, of course, his testimony is written down in his book. I believe his testimony is on the website on one of the videos. And if you want to hear my testimony, you can go to the archives, Hope is Alive Archives, and it's dated 12/14/16. And I got an easy number to remember. That's such a great date to remember. I didn't plan it that way. It just happened that way. But you know, I can say today that those spirits are not tormenting me at night. I'm not seeing them in my bedroom, not seeing them in my house anymore. And my marriage is stronger and better than ever. And I have absolutely, even though And when I say struggle with 30-year addiction, I wasn't, I'd gotten to the point, at least I wasn't looking at it nightly, but I did struggle with it, but now I don't even have those thoughts anymore. And I praise Jesus for it, and it just what's so great about this is for so long, I had so many people tell me, when I would talk to him about the things I was struggling, I just hear the same thing over and over. Well, you just don't know how to control your flesh, brother. You got to control your flesh. You got to control your flesh. And, I would constantly be in torment over, okay, and something would slip up, and I would just be, I just condemn myself, absolutely condemn myself. Be before the throne of God, ask you to forgive me, take this away from me. And I'd never thought until I read Derek Prince's book, They Shall Expel Demons, that I ever thought for 1 minute that I myself was dealing with past doors being opened, being heavily demonized, and never thought for 1 minute that I had the authority within myself to cast it out. And it's just a wonderful thing to know. It's a wonderful thing to learn. I'm just in awe of the last 4 years, the growth that's come, especially since receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which I did not understand that as well. Up until, you just don't really, to me, I didn't understand it until I received it. now it's just so clear in Scripture when I read it. But I do thank you. I thank Deliverance Ministries. And I do thank all my brothers of Scriptures for America who encouraged me, helped me, work with me. And I just give praise, most of all, to Jesus Christ.
So, praise God.
I know I'm not giving you a lot of... Yes, Him be the glory. So thy works be glorified. That's what I've been using that a lot in my prayers. So thy works be glorified. Pastor, I know I took up quite a bit for our first caller, but do you have any updates on this Monday?
Well, we did 12 cases. We had some from out of state. I ministered to a man from Tennessee and was not able to get the head demon up. That usually only works about 1 out of 3. But I did basic, that is just working the problem list that he had circled up, and it takes longer, but he was feeling them come out. In fact, they were hurting him at times. He would go, ouch, as I was commanding a demon to come out. It was in his body someplace, hurting him. There was some down on his feet. I took the Bible down to one of his feet a couple of times. It run down there, and finally came out, probably his toes. He said, "Well, is that normal?" And I said, "Well, others have had them come out their toes, so I think that's what happened." Hey, what's normal in this, you know? There's always something new happening, such as the high adventure of it. But it went well, and a little longer than normal, but I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet. I did one today and got the hit demon up this afternoon at the ministry office, and that went well. And the hit demon, also interesting, I'm seeing this more and more, where the hit demon actually has authority over the minor children. Of course, that's not unusual, they being under the parents' spiritual authority, being younger. But with the hit demon, we were able to pull them out and send them on out as a package. So I'm seeing that more and more.
Oh, praise God. And for the most, not always the situation, but for the most part, when parents go through deliverance, almost all the problems of the children go away. I know that...
That's true.
Things were considerably different in my household, especially when I went to deliverance, and then a few weeks later, my wife went through. And then, of course, exercising the authority that I have and realizing when I see a spiritual problem coming against it, it definitely makes it easier. But I have been blessed with just two of the most wonderful children a person could ask for, and they're even better than ever since we've been to deliverance. And that would make sense. I mean, we have spiritual control over our spiritual lordship, spiritual headship over our children. And if a demonic spirit comes in through the door we open, whether it be, you know, whatever avenue that would be, it would make sense that he would have, or, you know, they would have definitely have authority over our children. So,
yes. Yes.
And our children are definitely being attacked from every avenue in this country today.
Yeah, I'm ministering to a 14-year-old tomorrow. and we'll see how that goes. And I haven't ministered to the mother yet. She did have ministry some years ago, known her a long time, but we'll see where that takes us. I'll believe for victory there. Normally with children, it's pretty easy ministry anyway. You don't have to do all the steps typically that we tend to do with adults. And the spirits are not deeply rooted as a rule and pretty easy to cast out.
Yeah, because it's not that hard to convince the children that they're out there. They don't have all the years of indoctrination. They don't have all the years of bad doctrine.
Yes, I know there's some cases, Ralph, in the past where the parents have gone in and prayed over the child while the child is sleeping, and they've come against spirits. That's all it was. They didn't do anything else, just come against the spirits they thought were there, rebellion, anger, whatever they'd observed, and their problems, and is a possible name of a spirit. And they'd see the spirit, see the child yawn while they're sleeping. I've heard of that before, so there's our authority again. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, it is. Pastor, we have Kara on the line. Kara, thank you for calling.
Sure, my pleasure.
Yeah, hi, Kara. So glad you called in tonight.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Would you go ahead and just give some history on yourself, Kara, and when you were born again, how you learned about deliverance, and then what your experience was maybe when you were ministered to, and any changes you've seen and with you or others in your family.
Okay, sure. Well, my name is Kara. I am married, have been married for 21 years, and have two kids. I grew up with my mom and had a pretty hard childhood. I really longed to be loved and accepted, and I couldn't find that. When I was 16, I found Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Are you still there, Kara?
No, the phone line dropped off. So we'll see if she calls back. I'll put her right in. Yeah, the phone line dropped off.
Okay, thanks, Richard. Okay. Well, there's live radio for you, huh, Pastor?
No.
So,
here she is back. Here she is,
okay,
Ralph.
All right.
Kara, are you there?
Hello. I am. I am so sorry. We got disconnected.
Okay, we'll go right ahead.
Okay, so when I was 16, I was saved. I found the love and the acceptance, the unconditional love I was looking for, and started to just kind of get to know Jesus on a deep level, and I committed my life to him, and have grown just, throughout the years. I found out about deliverance ministries through a friend of mine. He actually came to the ministry just to kind of find out more about it, not really for himself, but just to find what it was like, and he said it changed his life. And the reason why he was telling me all about this was because my daughter, we needed help for my daughter who struggles with anorexia, and I came to the deliverance ministry myself to learn more about it, and specifically to learn how to pray for my daughter. So my minister prayed over me. We talked, and she prayed over me, and I had a really heavy spirit when I came in, just very burdened, and I felt like almost the weight of the world from other people and their pain and their suffering. I felt like I carried that. And so that was one thing that I marked on my list. And I also went through the prayer of ungodly soul ties with my husband, and to keep the godly soul ties. And so I can honestly say, even just walking away from that evening, the spirit of heaviness left. It's been weeks, maybe even a month now since I've been, and I still am not suffering from that heaviness. And so that to me has just been remarkable. I've been praying over my daughter. I'm really excited to say that I see God working in her. And my relationship with my husband has been amazing. Wow. I really almost don't even know how to describe our relationship, what it was and what it is now, just over the course of those weeks. It's been incredible. So I'm pretty excited about it, and I love sharing with people. I've even shared with my brother what it's been for me, and just encouraged him, you know, to look it up and to find out about it, because, you know, God has answers, and I kind of think we search and we search for them, and so I'm just excited to share.
Wow, that's awesome, Kara. We that's what we often see, of course, and what drives us on to keep doing it when we hear reports like that. My co-host here, Ralph, that you were just talking to on the show, Ralph was just sharing before you came on about how his marriage had improved and his life improved, and that's just a common denominator with the people that get this kind of ministry called deliverance. And it turns out Christians are the targets for evil spirits. Not that we can be possessed, or most people don't realize we have three parts to us, and that we have a spirit, we have a body, we have a soul. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 points that out. And so our spirit man, as a born-again Christian, is totally secure in Jesus. But these spirits hang out in the body and torment the soul area, mind, will, emotions. And that's going on all over the place. We find most every Christian seems to have their share of spirits, which is usually several dozen. Do you have any idea how many might have been cast out with you there, Kara?
I really couldn't say for sure how many, but I can definitely feel their absence.
Yeah, hallelujah. Well, what was it like when you were ministered to? Could you feel the spirits coming out?
I had thought about that. I guess I need to spend some time thinking about that. I didn't have maybe the yawning or the burping happen. I did have a pain in my stomach for a long time, and felt like I actually needed to throw up. And I didn't exactly know what that feeling was or why I had it, but I will say that it left. The feeling left me, and so that's what I remember.
Yes, and everybody's different, of course. We minister to some every now and then that never feel anything the whole evening, you know. And the first one I ever ran into like that, I thought nothing was happening. But as we continued with the steps that we know to do and finish the ministry, reports came back later how what we addressed was gone. So it's become obvious it's not by feeling that people get free. It's rather, as a Christian speaks the word performs itself. Praise God. But some are just not real sensitive, and then others are real sensitive, you know, and will get the hit demon up in them and all that kind of thing. At least I find about one out of three are like that. The woman that's coming on after your call tonight is going to describe, she's a new minister, and she's going to describe a head demon case she had this Monday night. last Monday night and tell about it. And she was pretty excited how well it worked and how the lady did. So she'll be sharing that. Well, Kara, do you have anything else to share about anyone that you've any other experiences in deliverance?
I don't think I have any others. I'm really grateful for the wisdom that I have and the authority that I know I have to speak over my family and others. I'm really great, and myself. I'm really grateful for that.
Praise God. And you no doubt will continue to share, and maybe you have you thought about going through our training and being one of our team leaders?
I have thought about that, actually, and I'm currently not in town, and so when I get back into town, that'll be something I'll definitely be looking into.
Yeah, well, we need an army. We need more, it seems. Well, Kara, thank you so much for calling in and that great testimony. Blessings to you.
Thank you so
much. Kara, thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
That pastor, she talks about how much better the relationship is with her husband. It makes sense that Christians, especially a Christian husband and wife, would be attacked because we become one flesh, and a house divided cannot stand. And the family unit of the man and wife are the basic unit of God's government here on earth. And if he can destroy a marriage, he not only destroys a marriage, he destroys the a lot of times children's life. He destroys a basic unit, and then the bitterness comes in, and the bitterness within itself will destroy, absolutely destroy. And it's just a fantastic thing when a husband and wife are in unity, a husband and wife are operating as they should be. And you know, I just celebrated my 18th wedding anniversary back in at the end of July, and I'll tell you right now, I witnessed to some brothers in Christ as we were in Chicago recently, all talking about it. I said, from what I was going through, if I had not gone through deliverance, I said, I'm not even sure. I said, I'm positive I would not be married. I'm not even sure that I would even still have been with a Christian as a Christian, because I think the bitterness would have just ate me up.
Yes, yeah, that's such a common situation, of course. Well, if you could continue a minute, Ralph, I'm going to go ahead and text the next caller.
No problem.
Go ahead and call in.
No problem. And we've had several people witness, and Brother Leon often witnesses about how a husband and wife both need to have deliverance. We ran into a situation back in about 2016, I think it was, or 17, I can't remember the exact date, but we had one of our brothers from Alaska had came down, and he'd went through deliverance, and he had a really good deliverance, a good head demon case. And when they got through, he had called his wife, and the next day he felt that there was something still there, so he went through deliverance again with Pastor Cox, and a head demon revealed itself again, and Pastor had asked it, well, why didn't you leave yesterday with the rest of them? And the demon had told him, well, I wasn't there yesterday. He had entered into him when he had called his wife over the phone, and a familiar spirit had entered in right after deliverance, and it was right there. So that's one of the needs of the importance of both husband and wife going through it. And, of course, a lot of times the problems may go away with just the one, because the one spouse can anticipate and see and understand the battle they're facing. And when you don't have the spirits nagging in your back ear and tagging you to fight back, it's a lot easier, and the marriage is just a lot smoother. I mean, I can't tell you how many times it seemed like we could not say anything. My wife and I could not say anything without the other one taking it the wrong way, and it didn't matter how we worded it. Didn't matter how many times we said sorry, and how many times we tried to discuss things civilly. Sometimes we were just discussing through letters, through text, so we wouldn't have the emotions there, and it did not matter. We could not communicate. And I know that was an assignment, or, you know, assignment or spirit there against both of our marriages. Is there somebody there? Hello?
Hello?
Jennifer, is that you? Jennifer?
It is.
All right.
Why, Jennifer?
Ralph's on here with me up in the Branson area. Thank you so much for calling in. So why don't you go ahead, Jennifer, and just give some background on yourself and how when you were born again, and a little quick up-to-date thing, and then share how you become a minister, and share what your recent experience has been.
Okay. Well, I was first born again when I was 9 years old. I got baptized, and then I really started to know God when I started going to church more in 2007. That's when I realized the power of God. And then it's just increased from there. But got saved then, got baptized in the Holy Spirit, spoke in tongues later on, and didn't grow up going to church or anything, but started going once I got in my 20s. And let's see, I first started getting involved with deliverance ministry because I kind of went through, I got deliverance myself. I started sensing different things going on and knew something was up, and God had showed me in a dream that some spiritual stuff was going on. So that's kind of how I got started in getting deliverance myself. And I went actually several times, went like probably about 4 or 5 times and received ministry, and it was been very successful all the times, and I've learned a lot in the process. Well, then I started to train to be a minister myself. So started in going through the training, and I wasn't real consistent about it at first. I went through a couple of trainings, and then about a couple months later, I decided to go through all of them at once and started feeling comfortable to minister by myself after I sat in on a couple of different trainings, and also that just witnessing other people do the deliverance on people, just kind of sitting in and learning and observing, and really saw a lot of changes in myself, as far as I don't have any negative thinking anymore. I'm really aware of what I say and what I speak over myself. So that's helped a lot there. And just kind of realizing and learning how the enemy works, I think, is a big help in knowing and learning how to fight against the enemy and all of his devices that he uses.
You sat in with me a couple of times, Jennifer, didn't you? And when I actually had a hit demon up, so you were starting to kind of learn along those lines.
Yeah, I sat in there with you, I believe, about 2 or 3 times at least. And, seen the head demon come up and learned a lot.
So, did you
say something?
Well, go ahead. You're doing good.
I started doing ministry by myself, and I guess it was about my second time I got a head demon up, but I got one up last week. This was my fourth time in ministry, and I witnessed a lot of healing also with this lady.
Give us detail on it.
Do what now?
Go ahead and give some detail on it, how it went. We've got plenty of time.
Okay. Well, I said, yeah, you know, I got her in there, and I had to go through the door closing prayer with her, and that was rather kind of difficult to get in. She was in so much pain. You know, she had back pain, knee pain. Her neck was hurting. So, like, she was switching positions pretty often. You know, one point in time she was sitting down, another point in time she was standing up, another point in time she was actually, like, laying down on the ground on the floor, since we were, like, the only two in a room that I was ministering in. And so I just told her, you know, be comfortable just however you are. So she was hurting really bad and had a lot of pain. Oh, we start going through the ministry part. You know, I go through the interview, interviewer, I kind of start getting details. Alexa, stop. I start getting details on just her history.
Must be her daughter.
Sorry. I start getting details on her history, and on her, as far as like the different issues that she had, and I broke soul ties from her, about 8 soul ties.
Yeah.
And went through a lot of the inner healing afterwards with her, and
what was happening?
You know, she was kind of wanting to leave at one point in time, and you know, I think it was like the spirit just trying to kind of like the demons really just trying to discourage and not want her to receive ministry, you know.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of a little while. I had to go through the door closing prayer with her in the beginning. All that took a while.
Yeah, she
went through.
She missed it. She missed the door closing. She missed the. She only did parts of the door closing, and so you had to do it over with her.
Yeah, like I had to go through the whole entire door closing prayer with her. So did that and broke soul ties. Did the inner healing afterwards. Went through and did the, you know, just all the normal interview stuff. And then I got to the point, I was like, well, let's just see if I can get the head demon up. I said it only works with a third of people. So I start in, and almost immediately she starts hearing this demon speak out. So she hears it at first. She says it's a woman's voice. And she starts hearing it. Well, then she goes into full manifestation of it. And it's laughing at me during this time. And I started getting aggressive and assertive with the spirit. And was asking it, you know, the lies that it was telling her. And it was like, she's worthless and nobody loves her, and, you know, the typical lies that they usually tell. And I got all the lies out of it. I asked it if it's seen the angels in the room, and it said there was 5, and it pointed up to the meanest angel that it's seen, and I said, that one's yours. You know, if you give me any problems, that angel's going to stab you. And so it actually, like, took the person's arm up and pointed towards it.
The demon, the demon did it.
So I got all the lies that it was telling her and got all of her gifts. And this whole time, like, it was talking through her and everything. And I was writing all this stuff down, and I asked it, I said, how long had it been in her? And it was in there for 10 generations of her family line. So it was a generational kind of spirit that followed each generation through her family. And so that was information that I found out during that process. And she had a lot of gifts. You know, she was supposed to be a prophet. She had dreams and visions, and like the demons were trying to keep her from having the dreams and visions. And it was trying to take her out. And so it was trying to get her to commit suicide, which that was one of her issues that she had. So it was actually saying that it wanted to take her out because, you know, she had all these gifts. So
yeah, they want to block the Christian, take them out.
Yeah, that's exactly what it said. You know, it was wanting to just take her out and everything, and she had issues with like cutting and just depression and, you know, all kinds of issues like that. But, you know, it's like I got her, got to the end point after I got all the information that I wanted. Oh, when I asked it, I said, you know, are you causing any diseases or anything in her body? And it's like, oh yeah, I'm causing her knee arthritis and her back pain and her neck pain. And that listed like everything she had already previously told me that she had problems with, and she was hurting the whole entire time. And I asked her, I said, so if I cast you out, will she have this issue? And said, no. Of course, you have to ask it each time. Do you confess this? Be true for the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, they'll lie to you. So I do all this,
yes.
And I start casting it out and everything. And I mean, that got kind of crazy. She started kind of...
Jennifer, did you find out how many demons were under the head demon?
It said 4. It said several, and then at one time it had said 4.
Mm-hmm. And you found out they had any remaining legal rights or assignments left.
Yeah, I canceled an assignment. The assignment I had against it was about the suicide assignment. That was the assignment that it had. On it that it had stated. So I canceled told them the assignment was canceled, and, you know, they were finished, and they wasn't going to do anything else, and they were pretty much done with. And, started to go and cast it out, and I mean, it got kind of a little bit different than what I had witnessed before. This is only my 4th time in ministry, or doing, you know, on my own, and it got kind of crazy. She started shaking quite a bit when the demon was going out of her. Not to where, like, she was in pain or anything, but, like, she was shaking. And, you know, ended up getting cast out of her, and then her body just kind of, like, relaxed all of a sudden, and she kind of came around, and she says she heard everything that went on. And then she tells me, she said, I'm not hurting anymore. She goes, my neck's not hurting. My back's not hurting. My knees aren't hurting.
Praise
I mean, she was
God.
Just like amazed. And then we went ahead and went through the regular, the TTT method where we pray for, you know, total healing of the body. And I start going through that. And, you know, she's like, oh, this feels so good. You know, I'm just feeling better and better. And then I got to a point where I had her, I was praying, I had my hands on her ankles, and I was praying for, you know, bones to adjust and for pain to go, and you could actually see swelling go down in her leg. Like, she pointed out to me, she said, do you see that? And we both seen it, so that really kind of made us both excited at the same time.
Yeah.
Just seeing the power of God just, like, work, like, right before her eyes. And she was already, like, she was already on fire and just completely amazed. And her whole demeanor and everything changed. I mean, she wasn't hurting. She was all excited and just amazed at the power of God that she had seen. And you could tell, like, her whole entire outlook and demeanor just changed, like, instantly. It was amazing to see.
And you know, the funny
amazing
thing
considering,
is
like, right first when she came in, she was a little bit nervous when she first came in. It was probably also the demons not wanting her to receive ministry, but she started crying when she got in there and said, you know, this was hard and everything, and I assured her that everything was going to be okay and, you know, it wasn't going to be anything scary or anything, but everything was going to be okay,
Jennifer.
And we prayed and everything. And she was okay.
Jennifer,
after
I just
a while,
wanted to add. I wanted to add, Jennifer, that can you hear me? I wanted to add that I watched her for over an hour in the teaching, and when it came time for the door closing prayer, she would start to say it, and then it was like she'd go to sleep.
Yes, she did that to me once. The door closing prayer took me a while to
She
had to repeat it. She fell asleep on me once, and I woke her up, and I kind of like, you know, like, hey, we need to finish this, you know. And that happened to me once, too. It was really kind of weird. Because it was just all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah, with the spirits trying to block her that way, that often is the case. And it just put her under where she couldn't hear anything. So that was why I thought you'd be a good one to work with her, because I knew you would take her through the door closing prayer. And that's what I mentioned to you when I signed her to you.
Yep.
So go ahead. What else happened before you wound up?
Well, you know, it was rather kind of challenging at first when I was first starting with her, because she was really distracted. It was like trying to work with a person that had ADHD or something. I mean, she was really distracted and just kind of like sitting down, standing up, because she was hurting so bad. You know, her back was hurting, which I understood how that was. I've been there before myself, so. She would stand up and walk around and lay down on the floor and just really nervous and distracted, acting really and upset in the beginning. And like, I mean, it was like a total 360 change after the total happened. I mean,
Hallelujah.
Her demeanor changed, her look on her face changed, everything. It's like once we got to that far, then she wasn't wanting to leave anymore. She was actually like just amazed at the power of God and like what she had seen, you know. So her whole entire demeanor just changed like within like not very long at all afterward.
Yeah. Praise God. What an exciting case. And that was just your fourth one to do.
Yeah. It was like that happened on my second. I got a head demon up on my second time that I ministered with somebody, and then this fourth time. And each time, it's really exciting, but like the information you find out, you really kind of figure out, it lets you know how the enemy works and what the enemy tries to do to Christians in general. Just to discourage and just all the problems that it causes and everything. Really kind of educate you on what the enemy wants to do to Christians.
That's going on with Christians all around. Those spirits, of course, are causing those weird things and to block their life and their God-given gifts. And that was quite exciting that her pain left. And that was awesome.
Yeah, and like the spirit had actually told me when I asked it about the pain, it had said, well, the pain will leave eventually. And at this point in time, like, I'm righteously angered by it, you know? I'm like, no, it's not going to leave gradually. It's going to leave immediately. I said, immediately it's going to leave, understood, you know? And so I got kind of irritated with it, and that's exactly what happened. Like, her pain left immediately after the deliverance. I mean, it was like immediate. Like, she was just walking around fine,
so cool.
And she was happy, and she couldn't believe that just all her pain just left. I mean, she was moving her neck around and everything. It was really...
And that's
That was pretty amazing for me to see, just like her pain to leave that quick. And her
swelling.
And then seeing the swelling in her legs go down. That was amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's doing the works of Jesus that he did 2,000 years ago, and of course he's commanded us to do his same works, Mark 16:17. And we find when you don't have to have a special gift, you just need to be a born-again Christian, and you can do this. And that's why at Deliverance Ministries we can train any Christian that wants to learn how to do this. It's just normal Christianity. And you're among them now.
And it's like I've told people before, you know, Jesus is the same as he was today as he was 2,000 years ago. I mean, his power is the same. You know, and he lives inside of us. It's the same as it was 2,000 years ago. I don't think people really realize, I mean, I'm talking about Christians in general also, but I don't think they realize the power that lives inside of them. Until they've actually, like, really seen it, maybe. I don't know.
Well,
I just don't think they realize the full power inside of this is the same. It has not changed.
Yes.
It's just like same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, he has not changed.
Amen. And, you know, as we work with head demons like this, over a period of time, you gain intelligence on how the enemy operates, which makes it even easier for us to deal with them. And
yes,
I agree. That kind of goes with, like any military operation, you want to gain intelligence on the enemy to know how to take them down. And we've been learning more and more of that. And praise God, when the person is set free, like the lady you described, she's able to go forward using her God-given gifts and actually doing her destiny.
Her ministry. I'm sure that like her friends and family could tell a difference in her if they were around her.
Yeah.
I know she gave like a testimony when she left there, I'm sure, to somebody. You know, and I'm sure people could see it because I could see it immediately, like the difference in her and everything.
Oh, you know her friends will see the difference. And that's quite common, actually. You've seen that before. People will say there's something different about you. What's been going on? Some of them might say you've changed your hair or something. It's the spiritual overhaul is what it is that our Jesus gave to us from the cross to do and to utilize and to minister to others with. Well, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to share in the couple of minutes we have left, Jennifer?
Well, I say, like, you know, for this being my fourth time in ministry, you know, getting, you know, doing the ministry myself, you know, I didn't grow up going to church, you know, going to Sunday school when I was a little kid. I didn't start going to church until I was in my late 20s. 27 years old. I started going to church then. And, you know, I am nothing special as far as, you know, I haven't went through any kind of, like, you know, ministry school or anything like that. I'm just like a normal Christian that didn't even really grow up going to church. And then, you know, this is what God's doing through me. You know, just like the works of Jesus and stuff. So anybody can do this if they believe. They don't have to, you know, go to church all their life. They can be a born-again new believer and do the same thing. They just have to have faith that they can do it.
Yes. And, of course, the stronger you are in the Word, the more secure you are in Jesus. And that goes along with everyone, of course.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, Jen, thank you so much for sharing that wonderful testimony. Sure, it'll encourage others to step into to doing the fullness of Jesus, and even this area called deliverance, and or referring people to get free. There's a big wide world out there with hurting people, and the majority of them will never get this kind of ministry. I think word of mouth
and testimonies are very important in this kind of ministry, because I don't think very many people know it's even around.
Yes. Well, God bless you. I'll see you next Monday night, Jennifer.
Thank you for coming on and sharing.
You're welcome.
That's great. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
Bye.
Well, I like how she just tackled, even though she hadn't tried it before. I mean, that's what I end up doing with the first time I had the head demon technique. I had seen it done, had been done on me, read about it, but I was always just, well, I'm just going to follow the list. And I just decided, all right, I'm going to try it. I was doing a deliverance on two ladies, and both of them that night, I had the head demon come up on both of them, and
wow.
it was quite an experience. Neither one of them. When I wrote down the things and I was going through and writing down their gifts and telling them things, they're like, I was saying that. So it was one of those situations. They had no idea what they were saying or what they were doing, but I just decided, all right, I'm going to tackle this. I know I have authority, and I'm just going to do it. And it definitely makes things a lot easier. You got that demonic spirit under as a prisoner of war, and they have to obey in the name of Jesus. They have to obey. Praise God that we were given that authority, and there's no end ifs or buts about it. They have to obey, and if they want to play around, that's where we bring in our angel backup power. And let the angels rough them up a little bit. I kind of envision when I'm with them playing good cop, bad cop. I'm the good cop. The angels are the bad cop. Now you can have what I say and give, or you can have the angels come through and enforce it. And I tell them, I show no mercy. I show no quarter for you. I have no tolerance for you. And you're going one way out, and it's the feet of Jesus. And whatever Jesus does with you, he sees fit, it'll be just, because Jesus is the perfect judge. So, but it was a wonderful testimony this evening, as always. We do thank everybody again for joining us this evening on Hope is Alive. If you have any questions, it's deliveranceusa.com, or you can get the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, written by Everett Cox. And again, I want to give praise to Jesus that 4 years ago,
amen,
this weekend, I met you, Pastor. It's been a wonderful 4 years. I live
wow.
many, many more years of working with you. And we thank everybody for calling, for joining us this evening. We thank the callers, and we thank Jesus. Have a good night, and we'll see you next week.
Good night. To him be the glory.
Amen.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
ooh, and to overcome, ooh, all the power of the enemy,
ooh, to overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
ooh, and to overcome,
ooh,
all the power of the enemy.
Nothing will harm you. Nothing
will harm you.